Well, the police review board in Urbana has long been a way for members of the public to approach accountability with the police. And so, you know, it's been on the books some time since 2007. Urbana's had a police review board. And at different moments, most recently with the George Floyd protests, the public went back to the police review board demanding greater accountability. And so it's a mechanism in place in Urbana for citizens, residents to have some input about policing in the community.
So your report focuses on a particular officer in Urbana. Briefly, could you explain why?
Well, these two complaints came up. The Invisible Institute pulled these records, these public documents. And they drew some attention to Officer John Franquemont. In my collaboration with the Invincible Institute, they sent me the documents, and I went to try to locate the individuals, you know, the Invisible Institute based in Chicago, me based in Urbana-Champaign. I've been reporting on local police for almost 20 years. And so I was able to reach out and locate the two individuals who filed the complaints, which I often like to do to really go to the impact of people. And so I first located Tiana Morrow. She was one of the people abused by Officer Franquemont, who filed a complaint about an incident in her apartment in Urbana where she was shoved and pushed down and ended up with a lump on her head, was eventually arrested. I reached out to talk to Lakeisha Thaddison, and Lakeisha was also involved with Officer John Franquemont at a late-night party. The police were called out, and she was eventually pushed around, shoved in the back of a squad car, again, ended up with a lump on her forehead. And so this is a project combining citizen data, public documents, and talking to local individuals to collect their experience.
What problems with UPD's use of force investigation system did you uncover in your reporting?
We found that every step of the way there was a real serious breakdown into really bringing accountability for the officer. It started off with the complaint by Lakeisha Thaddison, and that alerted police. There was a use of force committee that started to review documents related to Officer Franquemont. He was put on leave June of 2020, and the department launched an investigation. They eventually looked into 97 incidents, almost 200 hours of videotape, and they located five incidents and found a particular penchant of Officer Franquemont. A couple different incidents, he was taking individuals, handcuffing them with their hands behind their back and shoving them face first into the back of a squad car. And a couple of those individuals would rack their head on the car cross beam, or they would, in one case, hit their head on the seatbelt in the back seat, the seatbelt latch. And this is against proper protocol. The incidents were eventually, some of the individual cases and collectively were sent, one case was sent to State's Attorney Julia Reitz, who signed off and did not press any charges. It was sent to the PTI Institute director, Michael Schlosser, who also reviewed Officer Franquemont and also signed off and okayed the investigation. And it proceeded through the internally then through Urbana Police. And eventually, it took over a year, but eventually Officer Franquemont was investigated, interrogated, interviewed, and continued to be unresponsive and unrepentant about what happened. And you know, I think it is to the credit of the Urbana Police that they pursued this fully, and they did their best to investigate, and they did the right thing. They eventually terminated Officer Franquemont because, you know, they gave him chances to be trained, to be retrained, and yet he continued to be unapologetic and defiant.
Urbana recently approved a new police union contract. How did that factor into this story?
Well, as I spoke to one of the people I interviewed was head of the police review board at the time of the George Floyd protests, Mikhail Lubansky, who was head of the police review board, and at the time of the protests in 2020, members of the public were coming and addressing the police review board, asking for reforms, asking to improve the process. And that initiated a number of reforms that have been presented and brought forth to Urbana City Council by the new chief of the police review board, Ricardo Diaz. And so there's a number of reforms that are being considered currently. But in the recent police union contract, it explicitly states that in a couple particular issues, that individuals on the police review board cannot be convicted of a felony, and that the review board has no subpoena power. And so these two issues have long been sticking points for the review board in Urbana. But there's other recommendations as well that have been put forward. So again, this is a chance for the public to really demand greater accountability of the police and a process to initiate that. The police union contract has stalled some of these advances, so it was debated in front of the city council. Eventually, the contract was signed off, but when it comes back around in 3 years, I think members of the public will be asking some of the same questions.
When you tried to speak with the city of Urbana or the police department, what was the response?
We could not initiate a conversation with the city of Urbana. They were unresponsive, although we tried several attempts and several ways to reach out to them. I think Urbana, you know, while there were breakdowns, I think they did the right thing in the end in terminating Officer Frank Lamont. And I think this speaks well of Urbana in its process of police review.